Good morning, everyone. I prepared a different homily, and then I came to the 8 a.m. Mass today. And I was kneeling before the statue of Our Lady of Fatima, and I changed my homily until from 3 points. Now we have like 2 points only, so you are lucky. Before my homily, I have a PhD question for you all, okay? So, have you heard about the word indelible mark? Indelible mark. Yes, yes, you heard about that. Like, indelible mark means that you cannot redo it. You cannot undo that. No one can do that at all because that mark will permanently in your soul forever. Okay? So, in the seven sacraments, how many sacraments have indelible mark? How many? Can you make a guess? Three, okay? So three sacraments. So which one? Which sacraments will have like an indelible mark in your soul forever? Baptism, easily today, baptism of the Lord. Second? Confirmation and? Holy orders, correct. So three sacraments will have it permanently. Like, no one can redo that, and no one can change that at all, because when we receive those sacraments, God forever, like, he had like a stamp, like, right in your soul, like, you belong to me forever. No one can take that from you forever. You are my son, my daughter, forever. When you receive the baptism, with that, I would love to reflect with you all 2 points today. First, children of God. Second, children of Mary. The first one, children of God. Brother and sister, when we receive the baptism, we are becoming God's children. The gospel tells us the story about when Jesus, he was baptized by John. The heaven was opened. Will be entwined opened. Brother and sister, whenever we receive the baptism, heaven will be open again for what? To welcome you. Like, whenever we receive the baptism, God, he opened heaven again, and hey, you are my son, my daughter. Now I have you. Now you have me. We will have you forever. No one can redo that. No one can change that at all, because you are my beloved son and daughter forever. So that second baptism, or redo baptism, or undo baptism will be pointless. Brother and sister, when you receive the baptism once for all, God, he will stay in your soul permanently forever. Forever. Brother and sister, do you remember when you received the baptism? You have to. Today, like, the baptism of the Lord reminds me a lot about baptismal promises. When you receive the baptism, a priest or deacons will ask you, do you reject Satan? Do you reject his empty shows? And do you reject his works? Do you reject Satan? Brother, sister, that is like, do you promise to do that or not? And maybe like today, I just like invite you all, just reflect on that. Like, do we really like reject Satan? And then the next question, like the priest, he will ask, do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in God Jesus himself? And then do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Catholic Church? And do you believe in all those stuff so that I can baptize you? Maybe like today, maybe like we just reflect on those baptismal promises. We are children of God. We are the children of God. We are God's children. God, he always, like, when you receive the baptism, okay, so I know that we love the virtue of humility. I get that. I know that a lot. That is the best virtue, humility. And then, but you also have your own dignity about, because you are, your identity is the children of God. You are the sons and daughters of God. Brother and sister, that's so crucial and so important for you and for me. Like, you have your own dignity. Don't forget that. Of course, when you pray like with all the humility, with all humility. But when you pray, you are his son and his daughters. Like, you are my son. What happened if when you asking your mom and your dad, and then your mom and your dad to look at you, and then, yeah, you are my son. You are my daughters. I'm gonna love you forever. Because once for all, you are my beloved son. You are my beloved daughter. And brother and sister, the baptism of the Lord today reminds me a lot about my baptism. Indelible mark. Three sacraments, baptism, confirmation, and holy orders. We use the oil for chrism, like chrism oil, the sacred oil to anoint someone who receives those sacraments. I remember when I received at my ordination mass 2 years ago on May 13, Our Lady of Fatima. So I was ordained on that day. And then when the Archbishop, he poured out like the oil on my hands, like he used like the oil, and he poured out like the oil on my hands. I was in tears. I was crying. Because like in my hands, like the moment I encountered with like unworthiness, encounters with holiness. Like human being, sinful human person, now encounters with holiness of God. The unworthiness in my heart, like overwhelming me by, hey, Anthony, you are so unworthy. But God, he chose you and anointed you to be his priest. And then please, be a priest. And help the people with these orders, holy orders. Like God chose you, but with all humility, the moment like, God, I'm so unworthy. God, how can I deal with your holiness? Well, that is my first point. The second point from my homily, children of Mary. Brother and sister, this morning I was kneeling down the statue of Our Lady of Fatima. She will be here with us for 2 weeks only. If you wondering what kind of people in heaven, and if you are thinking what kind of people in heaven and what do people in heaven look like, I highly recommend you kneeling down before her statue of Our Lady of Fatima right there. Look in her eyes and you will see the heavenly look from that eyes. Again, brother and sister, I highly recommend you after this mass or even during the week, kneeling down underneath that statue, look at her eye and you will see heaven right there. Do you remember when you received the baptism, God has opened the heaven for you, and then now in front of you, that lady, she's in heaven right now. She's looking down for you with heavenly look. And then I promise you that if you tell her, Mom, can I be your sons and daughters? She will say, yes, I will be your mom. I am your heavenly mom right now. I highly encourage you to do that after this mass or during the week. She will be here with us for 2 weeks only. Maybe spending like an hour with her. Look at her eyes. Like, trust me, okay? Trust me and try it. And you will see what I'm talking right now. She's right there. Like, right there in... Right there. See her after Mass or see her during the week and look at her eye and you will see the heavenly look. That look will be from heaven. I think Our Lady of Fatima statue will be the most beautiful statue for all humanity. I think personally, of course, you can have a different perspective, but I think that is the best, most beautiful ever was created by human beings. I mean, the statue itself. When I was ordained, and as you know that, when I was ordained, I picked a sentence. Every single priest, they have a slogan, or whatever you call, but like a sentence to live with. And in my holy, tiny little court, I have her face, her statue. And then underneath, my slogan is, Mother, you are my everything. Brother and sister, you are called. Sorry, okay. I try to not cry because I did cry at the 8 a.m. Mass, and I promise, like, I will not do that again. I promise, like, I will not do that again. Like, I promise, like, for, like, at noon, I will not, like, in tears again. But whenever I think about the sentence, because that is a sentence I picked for my whole life. Mother, you are my everything. I can't. I'm sorry again. I try, and then hey, Anthony, you stop crying because this is so. But anyway, I really invite you to do that. Look at her eyes and tell her and ask her and maybe be her children. Because you have a mom in heaven, heavenly mom. She will take care of you. I guarantee that for you, if you run into her every single moment, she will take care of you. Check. Look at her statue. Look at her eyes. And you will see what I'm talking right now to you. Promise me that you will take a look on her eyes. And you will see. It's so powerful and it's so beautiful that we can be the children of God, and be children of Mary. It's so important in my life. It's so important that whenever, hey, mom, I'm struggling with my life. Hey, mom, I am having the issues. Hey, mom, I'm having cancer. Hey, mom, I am like whatever it is. But ask her, like, mom, can you help me? And then from heaven, she will say, of course, my son and daughter, I will help you no matter what. Why? Because I am your mom. Because I am your mom forever. You receive the baptism. You are becoming the children of God. And then Mary will say, Jesus is my son. You are my sons and daughters. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to take care of you from heaven forever. And one day you will see her in heaven. And if you see her in heaven again, you will see what I'm talking right now. You will see her in heaven, and you will see her now if you take a look on her statue. I highly encourage you to do that. This is so crazy that I promise, like, after Mass, I will not cry leaving my homily at the noon Mass, because enough is enough, Anthony. And sorry about that again, but children of God and children of Mary will help you a lot. So, Mother, you are my everything.